What's the idea of spoiling the game?
I was for onesies.
Well, here's twosies.
Oh, whoa! Man, is it?
Oh, no. I can't believe you're actually laughing at the Three Stooges. Why is it funny to see a man's nose being twisted by pliers?
It's fine for the same reason that squeezing a man's head in a vice is funny.
So, which one is which?
That's Mo, eh? That's Larry, and the one with the power drill in his ear is Curly.
Well, wait a minute. Where's Harpo?
Okay. Just gonna explain this once, all right? In the beginning, God created Mo. And then Mo begat Larry and Curly. And then after Curly was Shem. And then after Shemp was Joe Besser, although scholars debate whether he was an actual stooge or not. But just sit down and prepare to laugh. Hey? Oh! Funny, huh?
We can't sleep together anymore.
Hey, what is this? Sandpiper Fair picnic in the sky? What is this?
Yeah, get this, Brian. Sandpiper Air is now offering in-flight meals. What do you think?
Well, let's see. 9 people eating greasy chicken in a closed cabin at 10,000 feet. Why don't we just start hauling livestock? Actually, it's not a bad idea when you think of it. I mean, we could take a bunch of these to the Mud Bowl. The guys will go crazy for them.
Hey, oh, no. Is the Mud Bowl the weekend after next?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know what? I think we made plans for that weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see Wayne and Lois in Atlantic City.
Well, who the hell are Wayne and Lois?
This great couple we met on our honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. They're so fun. They are both locksmiths, and they installed all the deadbolts at Trump Plaza, but you would never know because they don't put on airs.
I don't believe this. I mean, you miss a mud bowl because you're in jail. You miss a mud bowl because you're dead. You do not miss a mud bowl because you're going to sit in New Jersey watching Wayne and Lois make keys.
It's just a bunch of guys playing football in the mud pit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Look, I'll just have to take a rain check, okay? Hey, and why don't you save some of that for the passengers?
Don't worry, you guys will hit the mud bowl next year. Meanwhile, suggest you hit the fruit bowl.
Hi, Brian. You're getting what I used to lovingly call on George a big fat gut.
Roy. Guess what I just did?
You hit another squirrel, and now you want to have one of those creepy little funerals.
No, it's not that. No, I just made the most extravagant purchase of my life.
Whoa, Scarpacci.
Yeah.
Whoa, those are beauts.
Don't I know it? I've been staring at them in the store window for weeks, you know? Today, I finally broke down and just bottom, you know. It cost me about $300, but I think my little piggies are worth it.
Are you sure they fit? They look a little tight.
No. You just gotta break them in a little bit. Yeah. No, the salesman said, you see, fine leather stretches and then conforms to your foot.
With Wayne and Lois.
Oh, our little locksmith friends? Oh, lots of fun. Did you know that the Incas made their keys out of donkey bones?
Oh, now, let me get this straight. Are you saying you spent the whole weekend talking about keys?
Pretty much, yeah, Faye.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have warned you. The people you're with on your honeymoon are dull as dirt once you get them back home.
Hey, how'd our baskets do this weekend?
Oh, yeah. How much money did we make?
Here we go. $9?
Well, I only sold one basket.
Well, what happened to all the rest of them?
Yeah, ask Captain Cholesterol.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin our final descent.
If you look out of the left side of the cabin, you notice the famous and historic Nantucket Lighthouse. And out the right side, you'll see our well-known whaling museum. Now, directly below us, you'll see the... Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
What? What?
They closed the Pizza Hut!
Hey, how you doing?
So, how are the new shoes working out?
Just great. Just great. Worth every penny. Like walking on little foot clouds.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's starting to give.
Starting to give you a stroke.
Hey, Antonio, you ready?
Huh?
Hey, where are you two going?
Well, that interview for the tourist board job is coming up, and I want to get to know every inch of the island. Antonio offered to take me on the tour.
My cab's right out front.
Oh, no. You miss too much when you drive. We should walk.
Walk? No. No, no, no.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Nice shoes, Antonio.
Yeah, they're very comfortable.
I can't believe you almost lost control of the plane because you were scarfing down a chicken leg.
I was hungry. Hardly had any breakfast. Those Grand Slams aren't nearly as big as they look in the picture.
Oh, would you stop eating for 2 minutes?
What is going on in here? I can hear you guys halfway across the terminal.
Look, Brian, you better get it together, okay? Because this is the last time I'm going to cover your butt. And, you might want to eat a salad every once in a while, or it's the last time anything's going to cover your butt.
Can't believe you said that. Like I have a big butt.
Don't take this the wrong way, honey, but you got an ass the size of Trigger's. Brian, listen to me. We need to talk. I think you have an eating problem.
That is ridiculous. An eating problem.
And those pizzas you ordered, sir?
I didn't order any pizzas.
Sure you did. Remember, you told me if I was back in 30 minutes, there was an extra 50 in it for me.
No, Bud, you misunderstood.
No, Ron.
What? Oh, right. I ordered them, not Brian. Well, I guess I'll just set my pizzas here on the desk in case I want them later. Okay. I'll see you. I'm going to get some lunch.
Brian, what is happening to you? I mean, look at you. You're wearing fat clothes.
What, this? I threw this on because I left my jeans in the dryer and they shrunk.
Well, that's fresh. The dryer did it. Don't you remember who you're talking to? This is Helen, Helen, the watermelon. I've been there. I know the signs. I've had people pick up food for me. I've hidden snacks around the house. I even sent myself a candygram.
You can do that?
Oh. Do you hear yourself? You're out of control, Brian. You need help.
Listen, Helen, Helen, I appreciate your concern, but I'm fine. Believe me, if I thought I had a problem, I'd be the first one to cop to it.
I forgot my milkshakes.
I guess I really hit bottom at my son's 6th birthday party. He and his little friends were sitting around the living room wondering, where's Daddy with the cake? Well, I'll tell you where Daddy was. With the cake. In the alley behind the house with his face buried in Happy Birthday, Timmy. I told him I was mugged, but... You can tell I was lying by the frosting on my neck. God, forgive me. I ate my little boy's birthday cake.
Thank you, Lester.
Hey, do they go straight through or do they break for a snack?
My goodness, could that be
Helen Chapel? We haven't seen you in Lord knows how long. Come on up, tell us how you've been.
Hey.
Gosh, it's hard to believe how my life has turned around since I first came to Eataholics. Well, I guess the most important thing is I lost 68 pounds and I kept it off. Let's see, what else is happening in my life? I have my own business now, and I'm doing very well. And, well, best of all, a few months ago, I married my childhood sweetheart, the man of my dreams, and I've never been happier.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, give somebody else a chance.
We're all thrilled to pieces for you, Helen. Now sit down. See, we have a new face with us tonight. Would you like to come up and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Who, me? No, I don't think so.
Please, it always helps to talk about the problem.
But I don't have the problem.
Yes, you have the problem. Now get up there and talk about it.
I don't have anything to say. I don't belong here. Right? I'm not an Eataholic. The only reason I came here is because Helen made me. I mean, you're all here for a reason. Obviously, something happened in your lives, and instead of facing up to it, you ate a sheet cake.
Well, thank you, Brian. And
what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? My life is terrific. It's terrific. I got a cool job. I'm working with my brother, who, by the way, happens to be the one that married Helen. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Okay, so Joe and I don't hang out as much as we used to. All right. Okay. Oh, and okay, so we don't watch All Night Stooges the way we used to. And okay, so Joe didn't come with me to the Mud Bowl this year. He's a married man. What do you expect? Life goes on. You deal with it.
Exactly. And thank you.
We don't know what you're thinking. Let me just set the record straight. You're wrong. I don't feel left out. I don't feel rejected. I don't feel alone. I'm Brian Hackett. And I don't need anyone. I fly solo. Soup for one. By myself and loving it. So, save your sympathy for somebody who needs it. I'm doing great. See? Told you I had nothing to say.
Excuse me, I have to leave. My sister's getting married tomorrow, and I have to pick up the cake.
I'm Casey Davenport. I'm here for the interview.
All right.
I would just like to say I am very excited about this job.
Resume? Oh.
As you can see, I've had quite a bit of experience in the tourism field. My ex-husband and I used to travel the continent quite extensively, and I made all the arrangements.
You took vacations with your husband, so?
Well, they were very complex travel arrangements, and Stuart was very picky and was allergic to everything. I mean, you just try finding Sudafed in Budapest.
Thank you.
That's the Three Stooges, isn't it?
Yeah.
You like Stooges?
You kidding? I love Stooges. Mo, Larry, Curly, Shemp. You know, funny Shemp.
I love Shemp.
And let's not forget Joe Besser, although scholars debate whether he was an actual stooge.
I know. I was on a panel once.
Well, there you go.
You know, it's a rare treat to meet a woman who likes the Stooges. Want to sit down and watch?
Well, I'd love to.
arrest you in a court, not in Clancy's pool room. Sit down.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Antonio, what on earth is the matter?
What do you think is the matter? My feet are on fire. These freaking shoes are... Who made my feet swell so much? I haven't been able to take the shoes off for 2 days.
Well, you know, they say that fine leather has to stretch and conform.
Lies! Lies! I paid a fortune for these shoes. They're just ruining my life. I have a splitting headache. Double vision. Got this little blue line running up my leg.
Well, that can't be good. Oh, it's a shame. They're so stylish. They really make you look sexy.
Sexy? Really? Maybe I'll give him a couple more days.
Hey.
Hey.
What's that?
Got something for you.
Stooges, Stooges, Stooges. A collection of nyucks from the Three Stooges.
Yeah, I thought maybe not busy later, we could get together and watch them.
Helen told you about the meeting last night, huh?
Yeah, she might have mentioned something about you having a small breakdown in front of some large people.
Listen, Joe, that was nothing, okay? Had a small eating problem, but I talked it out. I'm feeling much better now.
Hey, Brian, I wanted to tell you, my Chinese food is here.
Look, Brian, I think I know what this is about, all right? I'm sorry that I canceled the Mud Bowl, and I'm sorry that I haven't been hanging out with you as much as I used to.
Hey, I understand. I understand. You're a married man now.
Now, wait a minute. Let me understand this. Are you angry at me because I got married?
Of course not. All right, maybe I am.
Well, Brian,
Listen, I know it's crazy. I know it's crazy, okay? But when you and Helen got married, something happened. Something changed. I used to be the person in your life that was closest to you. When they said the Hacketts, that meant us. But now they're talking about you and Helen, and don't get me wrong, that's the way it should be, but where does it leave me, you know?
Look, I can see how you feel a little left out, but what do you want me to do, divorce Helen so I can spend more time with you?
Would you? Okay, I of course I don't want you to do that. You know I'm happy for you, Joey. I really am. Guess I'm just a little afraid that I won't be able to find the same kind of happiness.
Yeah, but excuse me, Brian, but you know, you have dated a lot of incredible women. You're the one that always runs the other way.
Right, but that's because I could never be sure if any one of them was the right one for me. You're lucky. And you and Helen have been doing the childhood sweetheart thing for forever. You always knew it was right. Even when you hated each other, you loved each other.
I guess I am lucky.
You have your whole lifetimes ahead of you. Your future is set.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is.
What do I have to look forward to? I mean, jumping from one woman to the next, to the next, to the next, moving from one meaningless sexual encounter to another. Well, all the time, you're home with Helen. Day in, day out, the next 50 years.
Yeah, 50 years.
No matter where you go or what you do, Helen will be right there next to you every day for the rest of your life.
Yeah, every day. You got any duck sauce?
Yeah, where will I be, huh? I'll probably be some old codger with a 20-year-old on his arm. Yeah, just my luck. Probably die of a heart attack during sex. While you and old, reliable Helen, me, sitting there on your porch, rocking back and forth, back and forth.
What, you didn't get any spare room?
Joey, I got to admit it. I was a little afraid to talk to you about all this. But, well, why should I have worried? I can talk to you about anything. Always could. I don't know why I felt so alone now. Thanks.
Don't mention it. Oh, it was pot stickers.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, where are you going?
What do you think? I'm going to go to the gym, you know? Oh. You want to come with me?
No, I got a lot of paperwork to do. Hey, Brian, by the way, that's a nice outfit. Where can I get something like that?
If we wanted to be clever, we would say something like, there's always something cooking at Jack Tripper's house. But we would rather be direct. So all we'll say is, stay tuned for Three's Company next on Nick at Night.
I mean, why suddenly?